Lives Behind the Lights, written by Keaton Tyler Lansley. Proudly brought to you by Bamalan Productions, bringing new talent to your ears.
It's getting to be every other week now. I'm not sure how much more of this I can take.
There's only kids messing about.
Yeah, but I don't like it. It scares me.
Oh, come on. We did worse than that.
You did worse.
Ooh, all right, Miss fucking Do-Gooder.
All I'm saying is, I'm not sure how much more of this I can put up with.
What do you mean?
I want to leave, Benny.
Leave what? Me? Well, fucking hell, I only went to the pub for a few and you're up in arms thinking I've turned into a...
No, you daft get. Here.
What?
Oh, come on, Ben. Do you really want to bring up a kid here?
Are you fucking preggers? Is that what you're telling me?
No, Benny. But it's getting that way, yeah? We need to start thinking ahead.
I don't get you.
Oh, look around us, Ben. I don't want to be bringing up a child in a block. Isn't a good place for kids and you know it.
Well, we turned out all right.
I don't just want all right though, Benny. I want more.
More? What more could you want?
Just out of life. More than just this. I want to make something of myself. Get some money behind us and move away from here.
Hey, the only way you'll be making any money around here is getting your kit off.
Don't say that.
Well, it is. Those tits are easily worth a tenner each.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, babe, come on, I'm
no,
joking.
No, fuck off. Who's to say I can't do what you can do? I can do more. I'm good, me. Better than what you give me credit for.
True. You make a cracking brew.
Prick.
Oh, babe.
No, don't. It's not that I don't love it here. I do. I absolutely love it. Here's home. It's where the heart is. It's this sweet jam in a still warm sugar donut. It's got a lot of memories in it, this place.
Ooh, I could do with a donut now you've said that.
Do you not remember how excited we were when we got the keys to this place? It was that desperate. We moved out your mum's the second we got them. Sat here for 2 weeks in deck chairs. Toast for breakfast. Pot noodles for dinner. Pot noodle butties for tea.
Jesus, you're going to have to stop with that food talk. You got me belly rumbling.
But I just find myself sat here looking over the city at the posh folk over there with the fucking fancy pants gardens and I think, I want that. For us, but mainly for him or maybe a little her.
They ain't as happy as us, you know. I mean, it looks it from the outside, but I bet you they're not. So you can't pop next door for a cup of there, can you? Take your bloody half an hour to walk down the drive and back.
You see them on the train with the nice dresses and suits all in the morning rush to the big city, whizzing through the countryside and arriving at the land of opportunity.
Rat race.
Yeah, but that's where the money is. They ain't spending it up here, are they?
There's decent jobs here, though.
I know, and I've applied time after time. I've got the requirements, I smash the interview, but they take one quick look at my address, see my postcode and bam, in the bin. Not having that scruff here, they'll probably nick something or do us up. Benny?
You get any cigs whilst she's out?
Ben, I was talking.
Oh, sorry, Jen, I'm talking for long.
What?
The fuck did I put that lighter? Oh, Jen, give over. I was only...
No.
Oh, all right then, chill.
No, get off. Don't touch me.
Well, listen then.
No, you don't get it. You're exactly why they don't like us. People like you, you're the fucking perfect example.
Well, don't start that shit. Come here,
no,
come here.
Get off.
Come here, come
get
here, Jen.
Get off.
Oi.
You're hurting me.
Shh, calm down.
Ben,
yeah?
Please, ow.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Mrs. Baker speaking. Hello? Hello? Oh, you stupid bugger. It's next doors. Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. I sit here most nights when we've had an argument. Just looking at that damp spot. We've been asking him to look at it for months. Gives me a bad chest, I swear. I sit here staring at it, hoping it'll just grow and grow until it absorbs me. Takes me to some enchanted forest or summer. It sounds wacky, but or like the water will drip so fast in the space of an hour that it fills the room and I just float. Float away. You know how water does that when you lay in it? It kind of secures you. It holds you up. It doesn't drag you down. And if you put your head under the water, you can't hear anything from the outside world. It's muted. It's tranquil. And for that moment, it's just you and your body. Your thoughts and no one else. I just want out. Now. Without him. It'd be easy for him, though. We split up, I get the kids. He goes back to the pub. Newly divorced guys are like hot deals in this place. You hear that saying, don't you? Girl code. The only girl code I know is the beating down of each other. They'd be all over him. Can't imagine the crap I'd get. It's easy for the bloke. They can shag the same night the divorce goes through and there ain't so much as a blink of an eye. In fact, it somehow makes them a player. It's funny. His mates laugh. But a single mum pushing a buggy around. I wouldn't get touched with a barge pole. Labelled a slag, chav, psycho, but you ain't gonna. Because I'm beautiful, me. Beautiful. Not fit or pucker. In fact, call me ugly. They better say I'm ugly, because I am ugly. Ugly in business. Ugly in decision-making. Fuck, I'm ugly. But a beautiful, fucking stunning ugly.
Mrs. B? Mrs. B? I've got your stuff up. I'll just leave it on the step,
no.
Yeah?
No, I'm coming. Wait, right. Her love. I want to give you some money. Oh, come on. You shouldn't sit down for so long. I'm coming one second. Hello, love. Sorry, I'm a bit slow on. Oh, gone. Never mind. Next time, Kathy. Next time.
Jesus, take your time.
My bad.
Was you smoking without us or what?
Of course not. Dropping some milk off at Mrs. B's. Going to heaven for that shit, me.
Serious?
Yeah, been doing it since her man died. She can't get out. Been doing it for ages.
Ah, sound lad. Pretty nice that, to be fair. She must be ancient now. She taught me dad.
Can't really see her. I knock on, but she don't come to the door, so I leave it on the step.
Fuck me, must be rank that, eh?
What?
Just sat there on your tod all day.
Nah, I think she likes being on her own, or she'd come to the door and have a flirt with me, wouldn't she?
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, well done, faggot. Gold star for you. Did you get the bud?
Of course.
Yeah. Alright, Ryan, you can skin.
I just think you're not thinking it through. Do you know what happens to people who blow the whistle? It never goes down well.
No, this isn't about me or you. This is about them girls.
What are you going to do? Go to the police? You think they're going to believe a butch lesbian council estate nurse over a prim and proper teacher?
Oh, he's a BE teacher. It's hardly prim and proper.
Oh, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean, Jackie. These girls need me.
No, they need to go to the police.
Don't you get it? They can't go to the police. They're scared. For God's sake, a girl had to write her help message on a piss sample because she couldn't say it to my face. She's got to be a little bit terrified, don't you think?
I do. But I'm just worried for you.
Well, don't be.
What if it doesn't work out well for you? Did you not see what happened in Rochdale?
Yeah, Jackie, I did. But these girls need my help. This is my job. My job isn't to sit at a desk and be paid. My job is to help people who need it, and these girls need it.
What, so my job isn't a proper one because I sit at a desk?
No, but it's different.
Get over. You're a school nurse. You're hardly Mother Teresa.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm just scared.
I am too. And so are these girls.
How do you know for certain?
How do you know?
I told one of them to put my phone on recording the bribe.
Oh, no. For God's sake, he can't do this. It's against the law.
It's evidence. Because if everyone at that school pretends not to hear or see, I'm going to shove it in the face. And there's no denying it then. For God's sake, he's keeping them behind and telling them to shower naked. But he has to stay and watch so nobody comes in and sees them.
Oh, Jesus. Where are you going?
For him. The dirty bastards.
Wow, no, wait. What?
He lives on that new estate.
Suze, you can't just...
go. For me, tell him he's teasing
Don't,
the microwave.
Suze, just wait. Just...
No, Jackie. No one comes for my girls like that.
Things like third dimension, yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein.
Let's sit you up, Mr. Paddington. Oh, you need a good wash soon, I'll tell you that. Right, I think it's time for Mickey break, don't you?
You were going round giving all the birds a wet willy. They were losing their shit.
That's class.
Yeah.
I got somewhat worse for you.
What?
Oh, so you know that I was with Saggy Sally?
Yeah, Saggy Sally, who isn't actually Saggy.
No. Wait. All right. So I was stood on the front cover at work checking out the fanny. All right. By the way, Saturdays proved to be the best time for a bird watching session at the Trafford Centre.
Yeah, of course. All getting done up for a night out.
Walking Selfridges a measly 3 and come out at 10.
Oh. Yeah, full on regeneration, that, innit?
See, that's what's shit about being a lad. If you fuck ugly, like Kaz, then you just fuck ugly.
I'll piss off. Anyway, so I was stood at the front for my 6th hour. I'm stood there having a bit of a chew on my nails, and like normally they taste a bit salty or I don't know, like food. But it was a bit jammy, so I looked down and he's fucking bleeding. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I checked my other hand and the same thing, like proper red crust all jammed in my nails. Literally jammed. Look, I was proper confused.
What are you talking about?
No, just listen. So I think that I've cut my hand or something last night, and because the managers are massive cocks, I'm not allowed to leave and clean it. So I have to clean it with my teeth and shit.
Oh,
like, it sounds rank, but I had to deal with it with the tools I was dealt.
Rank bastard, you.
No, wait. So I get home, and I start clearing everything before I come here. So I go to my room. And I'm like, some cunt spilt the drink all over my bed. I go over, and it's like the chainsaw massacre. There's blood everywhere.
Oh, no.
Everywhere. Bastard. Like, it's on the pillow. It's on the wall. It's on my bedside table. Like, how did it get there? So I take a Snapchat, and I send it to her and Dana, because Con shagged her in my bed before I did.
You real cunt.
Oh, with caption, which dirty girl has done this? So Sally replies with an embarrassed emoji, saying she thought she was off and she thought she would be fine.
Wait. So you fingered and shagged a bird while she bled from her fanny?
Yeah. And then licked and bit out the dried up blood 12 hours later while everyone could see me at work.
Oh, top man.
So, where do we leave this? Surely there's some renaming ceremony. Run, Soggy Sally.
Excuse me, can you
you tell me what's happened? I
live upstairs. We found her this morning.
Who?
You know the one that taught at St. Matthew's? Mrs. B. Yeah, we think she's been dead in there for nearly 2 weeks. We spoke to the lad upstairs who said he used to drop off milk. You know, he said she wasn't getting him off the step, so he told his mum and, well, she rang us.
God. I didn't know she still lived in there.
I know.
I thought she moved out years ago.
No, her husband's been dead years.
Right. I didn't even know. I've never seen anyone going in or out.
Yeah, well, we've spoken to her family and, well, they said they moved down to London a couple of years ago.
So she's been living in there and looking after herself?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, I thought if I would have known, I could have popped in and seen her. Poor thing. It's not a way to go, is it?
No. I hear she were coming up to 80-something as well.
Oh, God, I feel awful.
Oh, no, don't be silly. Look, no one knew she was there. You know, I don't think she liked the company.
You have been listening to Lives Behind the Lights, starring Kate Chappell as Jen, Keaton Tyler Lansley as Benny, Carl Fisher as Ryan, George Asprey as Kaz, George Miller as James, Cece Hughes as Susan, Danica Etchells as Jackie, Lauren Sturgis as Lisa, and Deborah Speakman as Mrs. B.